Welcome to the new year. And given an event that is set to occur in a few weeks, on January 20th to be exact, this is as good a time as any to cite a film that came to theaters near the end of what now is last year. This film is scripted and directed by Warren Beatty, who also stars. Beatty soon will be celebrating his 80th birthday, and it is his first film in 15 years. The title is Rules Don't Apply, and given its central character, Rules Don't Apply is a perfect description for this film and for its central character. Rules Don't Apply is the story of a real person. Beatty plays Howard Hughes, the eccentric billionaire who occasionally has been portrayed on screen. He has been played by, among others, Leonardo DiCaprio in Martin Scorsese's The Aviator, Jason Robards in Jonathan Demme's Melvin and Howard, and Tommy Lee Jones in The Amazing Howard Hughes, a made-for-TV movie. Now, DiCaprio earned a Best Actor Academy Award nomination for The Aviator, and Robards won a Best Supporting Actor nod for Melvin and Howard. But Warren Beatty will earn no such citations. Rules Don't Apply is the kind of film that I will uncomfortably sit through and find myself glancing at my watch in anticipation of the arrival of its end credits. But what is worth noting about Rules Don't Apply is its subject, and how Warren Beatty presents him, and how, even though Howard Hughes passed away over four decades ago, this portrayal resonates in the present day. Now, for openers, the title, Rules Don't Apply, mirrors the personality of the on-screen Howard Hughes, and it mirrors the man who won the most recent presidential election. In the film, Howard Hughes is depicted as a quirky, bossy, father-obsessed billionaire who orders his underlings around as if they are his slaves and he is their master. But because of his power and the size of his wallet, they are compelled to accede to his wishes and be little more than yes-men. No matter how outrageous his commands, all they can tell him is, "Yes, Mr. Hughes." In Rules Don't Apply, Howard Hughes sits by himself in his screening room and watches clips from Hell's Angels, the 1930 World War I aviation tale for which he himself is credited as director. And these clips seem to focus on crashing airplanes. At one point, he receives a call from the White House. But at that moment, he is more concerned with securing some banana nut ice cream. And one of his underlings is dispatched to get him his coveted banana nut ice cream. So it is not surprising when this Howard Hughes dispenses some sage advice. And that advice is, never trust anybody. Now, does all this sound familiar in relation to the present-day billionaire businessman who has had show business connections and who recently entered politics? Now, at the start of Rules Don't Apply, I was anxious to see Warren Beatty on screen. As I say, he has not appeared in a film in a decade and a half. And as the film begins, a host of famous faces show up. Oh, there's Matthew Broderick. Oh, there's Annette Bening, who off-screen is wed to Warren. Oh, there's Martin Sheen. Oh, there's Candace Bergen. Oh, there's Ed Harris. But where is Warren? And finally, after what seemed like an hour into the film, there he is. Or more precisely, there is Howard Hughes. And when he first appears, he is in the shadows, an image that certainly is appropriate given the portrait of him that emerges. And finally, with all this in mind, it is ever so appropriate that one of the famous faces who shows up later on is Alec Baldwin, that great impersonator of the man who, on January 20th, will become the new United States president.